With a two-strike, two-out, ninth-inning comeback, the American League this week won its 10th straight baseball All-Star game over the National League. The victory was worth more than bragging rights. It gives the future American League champion home field advantage in the World Series this fall, and it solidified the AL's reputation as the power center in baseball. Sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal joins me now to talk baseball and a little soccer, too. Hello, Stefan.
Hey, Michelle.
Well, let's handicap the second half of the baseball season. How much better are the American League's teams than the National League's?
Well, you can argue that four of the five best teams in baseball right now are in the AL. You've got the surprising Detroit Tigers, the defending champion Chicago White Sox, and the wealthy and loaded and always ready to spend more money Boston Red Sox and New York Yankees. And those teams' records reflect the dominance. And one reason that they do is that the AL has absolutely overrun the NL in interleague play. This year, the AL won more than 60% of interleague games, 128 wins against just 75 losses.
Quite an imbalance. How does that happen?
Well, it seems random. You'd think that the only substantive difference between the leagues is the use of the designated hitter in the American League, and that does affect playing style a little bit, but you'd think it wouldn't affect overall talent. But right now, you seem to have a sort of cyclical migration of top free agents to the American League. So you've got more American League teams spending more money, and you've also got, at the same time, an emergence of top young talent in the AL, too. Pitchers like Jason Verlander of the Detroit Tigers, Francisco Liriano of the Minnesota Twins, Jonathan Papelbon of the Boston Red Sox are really the best of the lot right now.
But with all that talent in the American League, someone still has to win, and the question is, will there be anyone from the National League that can stop that team from winning the World Series?
Well, the Tigers and White Sox have the best records in baseball, and that raises the possibility that either the Yankees or the Red Sox won't make the playoffs as a wild card for the first time in 4 years.
Now, listen closely, and you might hear the sound of people gasping all over the mid-Atlantic.
Imagine that, yeah. It would be a dark, dark September and October in New York and Boston if it didn't happen. I think, though, it's too early to be sure that it won't happen, especially because the Yankees and the Red Sox have the money. They can trade for a pricey star as we get closer to the season ending. Slugger Alfonso Soriano of the Washington Nationals is out there. Pitcher Barry Zito of the Oakland Athletics might be available. In the National League, though, you've got the challenger to beat right now, the New York Mets. They've got a huge lead, and they appear likely to end the Atlanta Braves' incredible run of 14 straight division championships.
And that's not the only streak that's going to end for the Braves. The days of the team being a fixture on national television also coming to a close.
TBS will no longer be showing Braves games nationally starting in 2008. I think this was an anachronism anyway. It's a practice that dated to the early days of cable TV, and having one team nationally just doesn't make sense anymore. TBS said it was a programming decision, and it came as part of the announcement of a new TV deal for baseball this week. The most interesting piece of this is that the league championship series will be migrating from broadcast TV to cable. TBS is picking up one. TBS or ESPN could get the other. It's a trend we're starting to see in sports, in every sport really, but football, where everything except for the championship final series is moving over to cable.
Stefan, can we turn to soccer? Bruce Arena is out after coaching the men's national team for 8 years. Is that a surprise?
Not so much. 8 years is an incredibly long time for a national team coach to stick around in soccer. The head of the U.S. Soccer Federation, Sunil Gulati, today had a news conference at which he said that they're going to start looking for somebody, possibly a foreign coach, but they'd like somebody who's familiar with the United States, and that seems like all signs are pointing toward the German coach, Jürgen Klinsmann, who stepped down after leading Germany to the semifinals of the World Cup, which was considered a big success in that country. And he lives in L.A., and everyone wants him to coach. We'll see what happens.
Thank you, Stefan. Have a glorious weekend.
Thanks, Michelle.
That's Stefan Fatsis. He covers sports and the business of sports for The Wall Street Journal.